This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Going into summer, one of the things that Aussies do need to be aware of is fire season.
Yep.
And getting our homes set up to prepare for that. And joining us this morning is John Redman from the Rural Fire Service. Good morning, John. So how can we prepare our homes?
Yeah, look, we've already seen, we've just come out of the wettest summer on record, which is pretty incredible. And prior to that, it was the third wettest winter on record. But as you've seen over the last couple of days, we are well and truly in fire season now. So it's a really good time to get your checklist out and sit down with the family and just have a chat about what you need to do just in getting ready for fire season.
What sort of things would be on that checklist?
Look, there's some really, really simple things. It's much easier to put this thing together than you think. In fact, on the Rural Fire Service website, we actually do have a checklist that you can print off and sit down with. But it's just some little things. Take the time over the weekend to something as simple as mowing the lawn or trimming overhanging trees around your property. Because if you're say you're out of the shops or you're somewhere that's not there and you're not there to protect it yourself, you'd be very surprised how doing those little things is able to protect your home when you're not there. Remove any material that can burn around your house, whether it's doormats or piles of mulch or even just paint and sort of, ratty outdoor furniture that you don't really need anymore. Just get rid of it. If you don't need it, just get rid of it. And obviously everyone does talk about clearing the debris and leaves from your gutter, but that actually is one of the biggest things that does start house fires during a bushfire, is that the embers go and they sit in your gutter, they burn whatever the dried out leaves or material is in your gutter, and then that gets under the roof cavity and then woof, your house goes up.
Right. Now, John, listen, if I was potentially late to the party with all those instructions and a bushfire started to come up, is it good for me to jump up on the roof, whack the sprinkler on it, and then my house is safe kind of thing?
I would strongly advise against jumping on your roof with a sprinkler, mainly because people more often than not fall off the roof. In a bushfire, it is a very stressful situation. So the kind of things that we would suggest to do if a bushfire is at your doorstep, do some little things. Turn off your gas mains or your gas bottle if you do have one.
Yep.
As we said, anything flammable, move it away from the house. Like we said, something as simple as your doormat. You don't want that near your house. Make sure your animals are inside or just well away from any areas like that. If you live in a little bit of a rural area, just make sure they're in a well-grazed or area away from the house and wind. And patrol your home. The most important thing that you need to do is when a fire does hit your home, be active. If you need to be putting out spot fires, fill up your bath with water so you can have an active source of water. What you don't want to happen in a fire situation is you go and lock yourself in a room. You're no help to anyone there. So if a fire does hit your property, you need to be as active as possible. If you've chosen to stay and not leave early, you're basically making a decision that you are going to fight for your house. So you need to be as active as you can.
Yeah. And on that note of fighting early, one of the things I've noticed with friends who've this season already had fires near their homes is that they receive an alert message letting them know that it's there and what the next action is to take. Do people need to sign up to receive those, or how does that system work?
No, not at all. There's two ways you can do it. You can go to where the phone is billed to or by location. So basically the satellite knows where people are in a certain area, and that's if it's an emergency warning. So we've actually seen a couple of those over the weekend. We saw one, we saw the one at Landilo. We also saw up at Cessnock and another one at Lone Pine, which is up near Port Stephens near Karooa. Now, those people will receive an emergency warning, which basically means that you are going to get a text message to your phone or a phone call to your home phone giving you direct instructions on what to do. Now, those instructions will vary from leave now, it's not safe, or if it is quite very, very close, it will say shelter in place, it is too late to leave. So there are very clear instructions on what you need to do. We also have an alert level called Watch and Act, which is what a lot of the fires were this weekend as well. And basically that just means there's a heightened level of threat, conditions are changing, and you need to start putting those plans in place before the fire does hit.
Fantastic. Hey, John, listen, if people want to find out more information because they might have missed some of this, where are they going to head along to?
Look, there's many, many places that you can get the information from. The first place I'll direct you to is the RFS website, which is rfs.nsw.gov.au. And on that website, you can see all about the fire danger ratings. And as we were talking about before, the checklist to just sit down, take 5 minutes with your family, just sit down over some dinner tonight and just work out what you're going to do. You know, because a lot of the time, if you're at the shops and the kids are at home and you might not be there to when the fire actually hits, you need to know what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. There's also a number of other social medias. We've got the Facebook page and the Twitter page. We've also got the Fires Near Me app, which is available free on all iPhones and those sort of phones.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's a great way of being able to see where the fire is in relation to you. And that information is actually up to the second information that we have in here. So the second that we get that on the main floor at the Rural Fire Service, that is translated straight to that app. So you are getting the most up-to-date information. And I'd also just encourage anyone, if you are in a fire situation, listen to radio stations such as this, and they'll also have the most up-to-date information as well.
Brilliant. John from the Rural Fire Service, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Have a great morning.